good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Good morning. My name is Mark William Foster.
Okay, just hold on one moment. Let me see who's going to... The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be... Okay. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Mark Foster?
I have Mark Foster.
Yes.
Yeah. You have a Mark Foster, sir?
No, but yeah, you're right. No, I don't have one.
Oh, okay. I don't think so.
Makes me nervous.
All right. Mr. Foster, can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Yeah, it's Mark Foster, 203976.
All right. Thank you. And good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the four allegations on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on November 30th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. And on that form are your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Did you hire a lawyer today, or are you representing yourself?
Myself.
Okay, that's just fine. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see us on the video screen. If you look way down at the far end of the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for the hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is a community corrections officer. There you can see Mr. Westby now. He's community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections. So he'll be representing the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Foster and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Foster, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read information from your warrant, each of these four allegations. And as I read each one to you, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And if you believe it's false, we'll take testimony from Mr. Westby, and we can discuss the allegation then. And the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So does that process make sense to you, Mr. Foster?
It does.
Okay, good. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 2nd of 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated October 12, 2017. Mr. Foster, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. Thank you. And allegation number 2 is that you violated condition number 7 again, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 18th, 2017, per the TASC individual testing compliance summary dated November 6th, 2017. Mr. Foster, is that true or false?
It is true.
Okay. Thank you. And allegation number 3, that you violated condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 25th, 2017, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated October 31st, 2017. So, Mr. Foster, is that one true or false?
True.
Okay, and the last allegation is a violation of condition number 2. Demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer and supervisor Oliveri by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix on or about October 27th, as directed verbally and in writing on October 26th of 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Foster, is that true or false?
It is true. I didn't go, but I did call them and tell them I wasn't going to be able to. Had an apartment. I had a whole apartment full of stuff there. I couldn't just leave.
Okay. All right. you'll have an opportunity to explain and give us all the information you want to give us in phase two. But for now, I'm going to move to find, based on Mr. Foster's admissions in these allegations, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Hold one second, Mr. Foster. I have to mark some paperwork here. There's always paperwork.
Okay,
yes. All right, so now back to you. We're going to start phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far along here, I'm going to ask Mr. Respy to give us some background information so we know a little bit about your case. So hold on the line, Mr. Foster. We'll be right back with you. Mr. Respy.
On August 7th, 2017, Mr. Foster was released from DOC. He was arrested November 15th, 2017 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 15th, 2017 with an adjusted CCD of July 26, 2018, which reflects 19 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, burglary third degree, 5 years. Also in 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2006 for disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2009, forgery, 1 year. 2010, criminal trespass, second degree, 6 months. 2012, theft, 1 year. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. Gang information notes, he's a member of the Skinheads. Prior term of supervision, 2006. TIS release of absconder, 9 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2009, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2011, TIS release of absconder, 10 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary is moderate, with drugs noted. He had arrest in 2005 for threatening and intimidating. Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, felony conviction. Probation. There's several other arrests that are on record, however, between the year of 1997 and 2012, however, all those charges were either not processed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G7B8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, back to you, Mr. Foster. It looks like you were approved to live with your father when you were first released, or someone else with the name Foster. Is that your father, your brother?
Yeah, it's my mom and dad.
Okay, at 18651 North 67th in Glendale?
Yes.
Okay, but then you must have gotten your own, looks like in August, you were approved to live at Stadium Court Apartments in Glendale?
Yes.
Okay, and that's your apartment that you just mentioned earlier, that you had things in and you couldn't just leave, okay. And you stayed there the whole time then, the whole time you were?
Yes.
Okay, after you left your parents, okay. And were you working?
Yes.
Where'd you work?
I was working at Austin Electric.
Okay. Are you an electrician?
No, I was on the electrician's apprenticeship program.
Okay, an apprentice. Well, that's a good trade. That's a good trade to get. Okay. And it looks like you were referred for the community accountability program. You didn't complete that. Why didn't you not complete that program?
I wanted to go, but I had a whole bunch of brand new furniture. I had like $25,000 in furniture at my apartment, so I couldn't just leave there. I had nowhere to put it. I even had called my parole officer and let him know. That's what I had to do.
Okay. Oh, that's for the Maricopa Reentry Center, right? That you couldn't report.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. What about this other thing, though? It looks like you had Community Corrections Community Accountability Program, and you missed class on October 19th. What was that?
My truck had broke down.
Oh, okay.
I didn't, As I went to leave, my truck wouldn't start. My alternator had gone out.
Okay.
And as I went to leave that night to go, my truck wouldn't start. So I had even called my parole officer and let him know that. He didn't answer, but I left a message to let him know that.
That you couldn't get there. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then you also were responsible to give some urine specimens, and it looks like you were doing okay, had a couple negatives in August and September, but then in October, there's a positive for methamphetamine. There are two positives. What was going on there?
I just had relapsed.
Okay, and that was the drug you'd used before?
Correct.
Okay, was there some specific event that caused you to relapse, or?
No, not really. I just, I wasn't working my program like I should have. I wasn't going to meetings and doing what I was supposed to do. I think if I would have stayed doing that, I would have been okay. For whatever reason or another, I didn't go to my meetings and I ended up relapsing.
Okay, so you go to AA or NA?
I do.
Okay, and are you continuing to do that now?
Yes.
You're going while you're there, okay.
Yeah.
All right, it looks like I'm looking at some of the information Mr. Westby gave us, and it looks like you have had a couple of terms of community supervision before, but there are at least two of these that you absconded again. And one you completed 4 months without any issues. Why, I guess mostly in this case, why did you not get in touch with your parole officer for those 19 days?
I did, actually.
During those 19?
I called him and left several messages for him to call me, and he never did.
Okay, let me ask Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby can look in your case notes, and so I'm going to ask him to look in there and see if there's any documentation of that.
No, there's no information in the Chrono notes from the P.O. Oban or his supervisor, Richard Mayer, that there were any contact with Mr. Foster, and they did go to his residence and left a letter for him to report in person, which he failed to do.
Okay, and that would have been the Stadium Court Apartment residence, 8111 West Glendale?
That is correct.
Okay, all right. So, Mr. Foster, did you get that letter that they left at your apartment?
No, I never got a letter.
Okay, all right.
I actually wasn't getting any mail at all there. For some reason, they weren't even putting mail in my mailbox. Like, my mail wasn't even coming from the mailman. I even put in a change of address and everything.
Mr. Westby can correct me, but I believe if the parole officer delivers a letter, they put it at your door and not in your mailbox. But, okay, so that Mr. Westby is indicating that's correct. So you didn't get a letter stuck in your door or inside your screen door or anything?
I had prior to that one when he came, just saying that he had came, and then they told me that I needed to call. I needed to call him, and I called him. And then I called him a couple other times and left messages, and I know he did try calling me back at one point.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I didn't hear my phone or I didn't get the call.
Okay.
And then I did call and leave another message, but I during that 19 days, I hadn't talked to him.
Okay.
I knew he wanted me to go. He had left a message on my phone saying he wanted me to go down there, but my truck was broken down because my alternator,
right.
And I didn't have no... Okay. I didn't have no way to get there.
Okay, got it. So the only reason I brought up the prior terms of community supervision is just that you pretty much know what the consequences are when you don't stay in touch with your parole officer. So, okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Okay. All right, Mr. Foster, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. Without repeating what you've already told us. So what else would you like the board to know?
Well, the only thing I can really say is I know they wanted me to go to that rehab program, I think they call it SNC, and I would really have liked to have gotten the opportunity to go there for drugs and alcohol purposes, because I do have a problem with drugs and alcohol, and whenever I have been able to go to a program in the past, it has worked for me. And I need to get some counseling. I know they have some counseling opportunities and everything, that my family did come and get my furniture out of my apartment and everything, so I'm all clear. I really don't have no reason now to not show up there. So if I was to get paroled, I would definitely like to have that opportunity again.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Foster. And I just mentioned to you that the board is a separate agency from corrections, so the board doesn't really have the authority to place you somewhere. That would still be up to your parole officer if the board voted to release you today. So, so thank you. Thank you for your statement. The board's going to go into discussion and make a decision for you. And we just ask that you stay on the phone. It might sound like we're talking to you, but it's the board talking to itself. So just stay on the phone there, and we'll be back with you shortly. But thank you, sir. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Foster is an individual who has multiple prison terms and has multiple terms of community supervision, one of which was completed successfully, but the other three, it appears, he absconded from supervision. So he's aware of community supervision and how it works. He unfortunately this time had a relapse to methamphetamine use and doesn't really have a particular reason that happened. Was doing well employment-wise, apprenticing as an electrician. That's a good trade. But had problems with his vehicle and getting around. Just based on these things, the former absconds and this abscond, I'm not seeing him as a candidate for community supervision. He's got a release date of around July 26th. Which would be about seven months from today. But I would listen to any input from my fellow board members. Not hearing any input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then to revoke community supervision based on major points in warrant 2017W3816. Our discussion with Mr. Foster and information provided by Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Foster was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by using methamphetamine while on supervision in October and absconding for 19 days, during which time his parole officer wasn't aware of his comings or goings, and we could not verify that he had not engaged in some sort of criminal activity.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Back to you, Mr. Foster. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision just based on what we discussed. You heard the discussion. We hope you will we'll use the rest of the time you have to continue going to NA meetings, AA meetings if you can, and get any other substance abuse treatment that's available to you there. And you're scheduled for release on or about July 26th of 2018. So we thank you very much for participating in the hearing today, sir. And if you'd give the phone back to your CO3, we'd appreciate it. Your hearing's concluded.
Thank you.
Thank you.